Hi, this is DJ Bennett from the Kill Radio News team. It's Tuesday, January 3rd, 2012, which means that the Iowa caucus, the first vote to find a nominee for the Republican Party, happens today. While that's going on, so no results can be tabulated while I'm talking to you, which means that by tomorrow this will be out of date, I suppose, I can state that what the caucus really is an appeal to the extreme far-right base of the Republican Party, except for, of course, the young people who will come in to vote for Ron Paul because they don't really understand that Ron Paul is a racist fascist who believes that if you can't afford health care, then you should die, for instance. But the only candidate who I will give any credit to today, anyway, is Rick Santorum. While I disagree with every single measure he talks about, I do believe he's the most honest of the conservative candidates, and probably the most compassionate, really. His Bible-based candidacy is at least honest. It's not based on polls. Now, he will appeal to that far-right base, but let's not forget that I don't think anybody who's ever won the Iowa caucus has ever become president, or at least even been nominated for president. At any rate, I have a lot of information here because we have the yearly news and review. So let's take some time here and let's go over what happened in 2011. This comes from the source of the Harpers.org website. So here we go. The world once again failed to end in 2011. The United States observed the 10th anniversary of the terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people on September 11th, 2001. Osama bin Laden was assassinated in Abbottabad, Pakistan, during a joint mission by U.S. Navy SEALs and CIA agents. The Iraq War ended. Protests across the Middle East led to revolutions in Egypt, Libya, and Tunisia, to uprisings in Bahrain, Syria, and Yemen, and to at least 32,000 deaths. Libyan forces shot and killed deposed leader Muammar Gaddafi after finding him hidden in a drainage pipe in Sirte. Old male sparrows rap battled in tough Ontario neighborhoods. Macaque armies fought New Delhi's Langur Guard. Scientists blamed climate change for a rise in polar bear cannibalism. At least 15,000 people died when a 9.0 magnitude earthquake erupted in northeast Japan and triggered a massive tsunami that triggered a nuclear meltdown at the Fukushima power plant. Floods killed thousands in the Philippines, in China, in Thailand, and the U.S. Southeast. A severe drought struck the Horn of Africa, causing a famine in Somalia that killed tens of thousands. The oil-rich region of South Sudan split from the north to form the world's newest country. Jared Lee Loeffner opened fire at a mall in Tucson, shooting Representative Gabrielle Giffords, Democrat of Arizona, in the head with a Glock handgun, and then U.S. Glock sales surged. This is a sick country. The Browning M1911 semi-automatic pistol was declared the state gun of Utah. Anders Behring Breivik killed 77 people during bomb and gun attacks in Oslo. Researchers in Texas simulated schizophrenia in a computer, and the machine spontaneously took responsibility for a terrorist bombing. Oscar Ramiro Ortega Hernandez was charged with attempting to assassinate President Barack Obama. "I am the modern-day Jesus Christ that you all have been waiting for," Ortega Hernandez said in an Oprah audition tape uncovered by journalists, adding, "When humans party, they party hard." Representative Anthony Weiner, Democrat of New York, tweeted a close-up photograph of his bulging underwear to a female college student. Italian Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi explained that he gave $65,000 to belly-dancing prostitute Ruby the Heartbreaker, whom he mistook for Hosni Mubarak's granddaughter, to help her open a beauty parlor. Chanting, "Italy is not a brothel," thousands of Italian women marched against Berlusconi, who resigned from political office, as did Mubarak, Wiener, and the Dalai Lama. The European Union attempted to address sovereign debt crises in Greece and several other Eurozone countries. In the United States, a bipartisan congressional supercommittee created to reduce the federal deficit failed to reach an agreement, triggering $1.2 trillion in budget cuts that will take effect in 2013. Members of Congress were found to spend 27% of their time taunting one another. Congress reaffirmed "In God We Trust" as the national motto. Wasn't that useful? A 9-foot-tall, 900-pound, $900,000 statue of Ronald Reagan debuted in Washington. The Washington Monument cracked. Scientists failed to differentiate DNA in sperm cocktails. And Michelle Bachmann won the Republican straw poll in Ames, Iowa. After finishing poorly, Tim Pawlenty withdrew. Herman Cain pulled out. A Pennsylvania woman settled her groping lawsuit against Donald Duck. The Occupy Wall Street movement spread from Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan to cities across the United States, many of which served protesters with eviction notices and pepper spray, and to more than 70 other countries. The Occupy movement was a major event for 2011. It means that the conversation changed. Now, when you hear people talking about the 1% and the 99%, that came from there. The Tea Party didn't do anything like that, did they? They didn't change the conversation. They just made people more angry with Republicans. A one-armed Belarusian protester was arrested for clapping. Also arrested this year were Dominique Strauss-Kahn, Lindsay Lohan, Manny Ramirez, DMX, Soulja Boy, Meatball, Baby Shanks, Tony Bagels, Jimmy Gooch, Jello, Vinny Carwash, and Jack the Whack. An Ohio grandmother was arrested for spraying her grandson with a high-powered hose because he'd eaten too much bacon. And a drunken Ohio mother lactating in Illinois was charged with assault after striking her husband, locking herself in her car, and spraying deputies with breast milk. A Pakistani woman attempted to cook and eat her husband. "There could be two factors behind her intention to cook the husband," explained the local police chief. "One is to destroy the evidence, and the other could be her immense hatred against him." Jack Kevorkian died, as did Kim Jong-il, Vaclav Havel, Steve Jobs, Elizabeth Taylor, Jane Russell, Amy Winehouse, Christopher Hitchens, Betty Ford, Smokin' Joe Frazier, Macho Man Randy Savage, Jack LaLanne, Andy Rooney, the last surviving American World War I veteran, they're all gone, and the Western Black Rhino, Gil Scott Heron, Heavy D, The Oprah Winfrey Show, and the inventors of cinema verite and super glue. In Tulare County, California, a man was killed by a rooster with a knife attached to its leg. In Virginia, a man beheaded himself with an SUV while towing a burning trailer. In Pontypridd, Wales, an 18-year-old girl with a rare heart condition died after being kissed for the first time. The phrase OMG was traced back to 1917. A woman fell asleep at the wheel on Vroom Street in Jersey City and crashed into a mattress store. Ukrainians vowed to stop forcing vodka on bears in roadside hotels. 3 billion television viewers watched Prince William marry Catherine Middleton. The happiest man in America was identified as Alvin Wong, a tall, 69-year-old Chinese-American observant Jew who is married, has children, and lives in Honolulu. Anne Marie Kennedy, a resident of Effin in Limerick County, Ireland, complained that Facebook was blocking her from listing her hometown on her profile. She wanted to show pride in her parish, she said, along with so many effing people around the world. The world's largest sperm bank stopped accepting donations from redheads because of insufficient demand in all countries, except, of course, Ireland. New York became the sixth and largest U.S. state to legalize same-sex marriage. Sesame Street denied that Bert and Ernie are a couple. Rainbow Hunters filmed the elusive quadruple rainbow. Wood was found to be older than previously thought. Measurements confirmed that Tajikistan's flagpole was taller than Azerbaijan's. A Northwestern University professor apologized for having a man penetrate his fiance with an F-saw in front of 100 students. Former Penn State football defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky was arrested for molesting boys he'd met through his Second Mile Foundation for at-risk youth. The father of the five Browns, a quintet of classical pianists, pled guilty to the sodomy of his three daughters. The hacker collective Anonymous named 1,500 pedophiles following a siege of Lolita City. Afghans blamed an Iranian pimp for tainting the number 39. Sex crimes against illegal immigrants were ignored in El Mirage, Arizona. A Louisiana man told police he exposed his penis to a Ford because he was aroused by Walmart. An Ohio man was caught having sex with an inflatable raft 9 years after he was caught having sex with an inflatable pumpkin. Citing evidence of a live fast and die young mentality among cephalopods, marine biologists reported that deep sea squid shoot packets of sperm indiscriminately at members of both sexes. In California, researchers implicated bottlenose dolphins in a spate of porpoise killings, but couldn't determine whether the mammals were venting sexual frustration or merely practicing infanticide. Cetologist Thomas Jefferson said, "We call them porpetrators." There we go. That's a summary of the year's news of 2011. But here's the news of the preceding week for January 3rd, 2012. This was reported by J. Gabriel Boylan. People around the world celebrated the passing of another year as 2012 began. The first to ring in the new year were the South Pacific nations of Samoa and Tokelau, which officially switched to the western side of the international dateline by jumping ahead to Saturday on Thursday at midnight. New York City celebrated by dropping the Times Square ball. Objects dropped in other American cities included a giant peach in Atlanta, a giant sardine in Eastport, Maine, and a giant conch, a pirate wench, and a giant glittering red high-heeled shoe bearing a drag queen named Sushi in Key West, Florida. In the Philippines, powerful illegal fireworks sold under such names as Goodbye Philippines caused nearly 200 injuries. Officials in BB, Arkansas began an investigation when, for the second year in a row, New Year's fireworks sent blackbirds, which are night blind, flying at top speed into houses, signs, trees, and the ground, killing scores. There was evidence of fireworks set off in the middle of the roost, said an Arkansas Game and Fish spokeswoman. We know it wasn't a coincidence. Scientists showed that ingestion of the planktonic diatom Pseudonyctia likely caused a wave of apparently crazed seabirds to fly into homes and fall from the sky in Monterey Bay, California in 1961, the event that is said to have inspired Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds. So they finally figured that out, huh? Tens of thousands of citizens and military personnel gathered in Pyongyang for the funeral procession of Kim Jong-il, who ruled North Korea for 17 years. Kim's body, a large portrait of him, and a giant wreath were each carried atop mid-1970s armored black Lincoln Continentals. "What are we supposed to do without you?" shouted mourners. Kim's son, Kim Jong-un, was formally named North Korea's new supreme leader. While on vacation with his family in Hawaii, U.S. President Barack Obama released four sea turtles into Hanauma Bay and signed into law a military spending bill despite expressing reservations about certain provisions, including one that imposes sanctions on Iranian oil exports. Iran announced that it had successfully built and tested the country's first domestically produced nuclear fuel rod and threatened to shut down the Strait of Hormuz to oil tankers in response to sanction threats from the West. "Our response to threats is threats," said Revolutionary Guard Deputy Commander Hussein Salami. A Montoursville, Pennsylvania couple reportedly pleaded guilty to having sex on a city bus while a friend held their infant daughter in the seat in front of them. One day after Argentine President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner announced that she will undergo surgery for thyroid cancer, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez suggested that the United States might have given cancer to several recently diagnosed South American heads of state, a group that includes Fernandez, Paraguay's Fernando Lugo, Brazil's Dilma Rousseff, and Chavez himself. It would not be strange if they had developed the technology to induce cancer and nobody knew about it until now, said Chavez. It's a bit difficult to explain this, to reason it, including using the law of probabilities. An administrative court ruled that the Egyptian military violated female protesters' rights by subjecting them to invasive virginity tests last spring. Shell Oil denied an environmental group's claim that oil from an offshore spill had reached the Nigerian coastline. "It must have come from a third party," said Shell spokesman Precious Okoflobo. Nigeria's President Goodluck Jonathan declared a state of emergency in parts of the country struck by a recent surge of Islamist violence and ended government fuel subsidies for Nigerians, causing an immediate rise in gas prices and riots in Abuja and Kano. "We intend," said an official with the Nigerian Labor Congress, "to make the country ungovernable." Workers at more than 800 IP addresses belonging to the U.S. House of Representatives were revealed to have illegally downloaded software, television shows, Hollywood films, and pornography, as well as self-help and reference books. Among the books were Crucial Conversations, Tools for Talking When Stakes Are High, Do Not Open, An Encyclopedia of the World's Best-Kept Secrets, and How to Answer Hard Interview Questions and Everything Else You Need to Know to Get the Job You Want. Yes, the House of Representatives are stealing online materials. Is that what you expect? I do. Okay, well, that's the year in review and the week in review from killradio.org. Briefly, I have some state news regarding synthetic marijuana. U.S. troops are increasingly using an easy-to-get herbal mix called Spice, also called K2, which mimics a marijuana high, is hard to detect, and can bring on hallucinations that last for days, so the Army says. This is a report from San Diego. It's very curious in this time period when California now has legal marijuana, if you can get a doctor's prescription, that we now have a substitute marijuana. It's sold in head shops as an herbal incense. Spice or K2 are the best known names. Since one can have real marijuana, most of us out here with prescriptions aren't really too concerned about the synthetic marijuana. But, you know, it's like with LSD. The very first people who seemed to use LSD recreationally were Army soldiers who were around the first tests of LSD and saw that it wasn't just a military experiment, but that it could be fun. And so now we have 1,100, that's the count that we have right now, suspected users in the military who are smoking spice. So let's pay attention to this and remember that it can't be, well, they say it brings on hallucinations that last for days. My skeptical, critical judgment is raised on that. I wonder about that. I don't even know if they have such a thing as hallucinations. But we'll see. Anyway, keep your eye out. When you see the word spice, remember it's not just pepper. Okay? I hope you're going to have a pleasant year. It's going to be a tough one. But hold on to your hats, because we're on our way into it. Listen to my music program, The Chill Room, Friday nights here at 11 p.m. on killradio.org. And I'll see you next week.